Dear viewers, there is a chapter in the Holy Quran named Suratul Anbiya, which contains mention of many prophets alayhimus salam. In particular, there is mention of how the prophets alayhimus salam would make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whenever a difficulty or problem arose, their center of attention would be Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They would call upon him and make dua. Prophet Nuh alayhi salam preached to his nation for around 950 years. Despite this, those wretched people did not accept faith. Instead, they caused him great difficulty and even physical harm. Prophet Nuh alayhi salam eventually made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Almighty states, فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ فَنَجَّيْنَاهُ وَأَهْلَهُ مِنَ الْكَرْبِ الْعَظِيمِ. We henceforth answered his supplication and rescued him and his household from the extreme calamity. As a result of this dua of Prophet Nuh alayhi salam, the disbelievers were punished with a huge flood which wiped them out. Similarly, Prophet Ayyub alayhi salam was tested. He also made dua, Anni massaniya ad-durru wa anta arhamur rahimin. That distress has afflicted me, and you are the most merciful of all those who show mercy. His dua was accepted. Allah Almighty announced, فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ فَكَشَفْنَا مَا بِهِ مِنْ ضُرٍ وَآتَيْنَاهُ أَهْلَهُ أَهْلَهُ وَمِثْلَهُمْ مَعَهُمْ رَحْمَةً مِنْ عَادِنَا وَذِكْرَى لِلْعَابِدِينَ. We henceforth answered his supplication, so we removed the adversity that had afflicted him, we gave him his family, and in addition, bestowed along with them more of a similar number by mercy from ourselves and advice for the people who worship. Prophet Yunus alayhi salam also faced a trial. He was swallowed by a whale and was inside its belly. From there, he called out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Almighty states, فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْغَمِّ وَكَذَلِكَ نُوْجِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. We henceforth heard his call and rescued him from grief, and we shall similarly rescue the Muslims. Prophet Zakariya alayhi salam did not have any children for a long time. He had reached old age and his wife was also infertile. In this state, he made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by asking, رَبِّ لَا تَذَرْنِي فَرْدًا وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الْوَارِثِينَ. Oh my Lord, do not leave me alone, means childless, and you are the best inheritor, eternal. Allah Almighty declared, فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُ يَحْيَا وَأَصْلَحْنَا لَهُ زَوْجَ. We henceforth accepted his supplication and bestowed upon him Yahya and improved the condition of his wife for him. Subhanallah. Dear viewers, these are the noble prophets alayhimus salam we just spoke about, people of the highest standing. They prayed to Allah Almighty, the most generous. Whenever they were worried or experienced difficulty, they turned to him and pleaded before him. In which manner you may ask, Allah Almighty states, وَيَدْعُونَنَا رَغَبًا وَرَهَبًا وَكَانُوا لَنَا خَاشِعِينَ. And they proclaim to us with hope and fear and are humble in our majestic court. Subhanallah. Dear viewers, this is the very foundation that is missing from our community. We do not focus on Allah Almighty, neither do we call out to Him, nor do we make dua to Him the way we should. It is a sunnah of the Prophets alayhimus salam to humbly make dua to Allah Almighty with full concentration whilst being fearful of His might and hopeful of His mercy. May we too make dua to Allah Almighty in this way. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.